and Jerry Rogers, Vice President at the Institute for Liberty, on the phone with us. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
I appreciate you being with us. You're also the founder of the Capitol Allies and the 6 Degrees Project, an independent nonpartisan effort that promotes entrepreneurship, economic growth, and free enterprise. Good for you. Jerry, we're talking about the tax bill and just approved in the House. And I wanted to let you know that on the station we do a question every day, as a lot of radio stations do. And our question of the day yesterday was, are you happy the Senate passed the tax reform bill? 58% of our respondents were. It's been decades since the tax law was updated. It's past time. 33% withholding judgment until that final bill is worked out by both houses of Congress. And 9% said it's a disaster in the making for our country. What do you say?
Well, the 9% are wrong.
Okay.
The 58, I'm with the 58 and the 33. Hey, look, trust but verify. This bill is very, very good. On the corporate side, it's excellent. 35% down to 20%. Immediate expensing, which means corporations, companies, small companies can reinvest, buy new equipment, invest in new plants, new workers, and then, of course, the repatriation of the trillions of dollars that has been parked overseas because our tax rates are the highest in the world on the corporate side. On the individual side, it's good. Everyone, middle class families, wealthy families, pretty much everyone will get a tax break. It makes the it uncomplicates the tax system a little bit on the individual side. I wish they had gone further on the individual side, but the corporate side will create, mark my words, 1 year from now, have you back on the show. We're going to see 3.5% growth, 4% growth over the next several years.
Now, when it's all said and done, the final bill, as I understand it, is probably going to be closer to the Senate bill than the House bill. You agree with that?
I do, and I hope it is, for a couple of reasons. Number one, the House bill still has, on the corporate side of the tax, still has some crony loopholes. Right now, life insurance companies can headquarter overseas and get a tax break that American headquartered companies do not get. Mm-hmm. So things like that are still in the House bill, but I'm confident in the conference committee they'll take those things out. And also the Senate bill has some good things on the individual mandate, some other things that I think are pretty good.
All right. Listen, Jerry, I appreciate you being with us this morning. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you.